Good morning. Welcome to our worship of God here at St. John's Christian Church on this final Sunday of the month of January. The three of us that just walked up the aisle were trying to figure out what smart thing we could say in welcoming the Walker clan up front. And I know some of you are just here by default, but it's pretty rare to have you sit so far forward. But we welcome the family and friends of Colin and Emily and Ryan as he is dedicated in our service this day. Looking at some of the announcements for the week, the Tuesday community meal is once again being served by St. John's. We had more than adequate help last week, which was fantastic because then you just get to eat and fellowship, and we're hoping that is the case again this Tuesday. Please look over page 6 on the announcements, the Adult Bell Choir and the Blood Drive on March 5th in Shalom Ministries. And I also direct your attention to the back page of your bulletin. We extend our sympathies to Jane Pearl Buckenmeyer at the passing of her mother and know that you are in our prayers. We've also added in Marshall Clemenson, brother of Sue Roofer, who is down at the Defiance Inpatient Hospice Center due to liver cancer. And you can see that we put Regina Beck back in. We had been praying for her a few weeks ago in the surgery that was on the back of her skull, and that tumor has been determined to be malignant. So she is going through appointments and figuring out a treatment plan. So we can be praying for her as well. And we have a special announcement from Roger. I couldn't think of your name. Roger this morning.
Not that you're forgettable.
Okay. All right. I want to draw your attention to page 6 in the bulletin, and I want to emphasize a happening here in 2 weeks. It is called the Campus Ministry Presentation. I am up here, by the way, on behalf of the Mission Committee, which is bringing this about. On February 11th, during the Sunday school hour, we're going to have three college campus presenters, and we'll be here, and they're going to share an overview of college ministry opportunities. Those three presenters are Hannah Barnhart Lammers. She is a part of CREW Campus Ministry, and she serves at Northwest State and Defiance College. We will have Jenny McMahon. She is a part of CREW Ministries, Campus Ministries, and she is from Bowling Green. And we also will have Matt Pardee, and he is a part of Reliant Campus Ministries, and he also serves for Reliant at BGSU. So any and all of you are welcome to come to that. We especially encourage parents and youth, or especially the youth that are coming into the growing up to be the college age, you're invited to attend, and there will be light refreshments there. And I, Roger Zimmerman, am finished.
Thank you.
Good morning. Our opening scripture is from Psalm 8:3-5. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him, the son of man that you care for him? You made him a little lower than the heavenly beings and crowned him with glory and honor. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you that the teachings in Scripture are still relevant to our lives today. Your word is alive and active. We ask that the Holy Spirit please open our eyes so we may see how today's culture may be hindering our relationship with you. We ask that you would guide our thoughts and actions to bring you glory. Amen.
At this time, please stand if you are able, and let us sing our first hymn. The hymn is The Wonder of It All. It can be found on page number 65 of the red hymnals if you choose to sing along out of the red hymnals. Let us sing.
For the blessing of the service of dedication, I invite Colin and Emily to come forward with their young son, Ryan, who I think is about 14 months old. You can stand right over there. There's those if you need them. We share in the rite of child dedication, an outward and visible sign of Colin and Emily's desire in the Christian faith to nurture and to raise Ryan within the life-giving faith of Jesus Christ. Mark chapter 2 shares that Joseph and Mary presented Jesus to the Lord at the temple as he was being consecrated to the Lord according to Jewish custom. Our faith informs us that our children belong to God and are entrusted into our hands to love and to protect, to nurture and to encourage. The Lord is present all along the way of a child's growth, and many are the resources our Maker provides. This sanctuary is full of many hearts and hands whom our God has drawn together into a family of faith. Within the Church of Jesus Christ, no parent stands alone. We are here to help bear this awesome and exciting responsibility of raising children, to help them grow to have faith in Christ, to tell them the stories of Jesus, to live out the words and teachings of Jesus so that they will know the truth of Scripture, and to encourage them to walk by faith little by little as they grow and mature. Colin and Emily chose a passage from Numbers chapter 6, verses 24 through 26 to be read in this time. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. Colin and Emily, you have brought your precious son before this congregation to dedicate him to the Lord. You are dedicating him into the faith we have in Jesus Christ, a faith that is set forth in the words of the Apostles' Creed that can be found on the inside back cover of the red hymnal. Let us affirm our faith together. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Pretty calm. That's normal. So I thought. I ask you, Colin and Emily, as parents of Ryan, is it your desire that Ryan be dedicated into this faith as we have proclaimed it? If so, answer, it is. Will you, to the best of your ability and with God's help, provide a loving Christian family environment in which Ryan can grow in love, loyalty, and obedience to God? If so, say, we will. Do you promise, with God's help, by your life and teaching, to lead Ryan into an understanding of the Christian gospel and the service of Jesus Christ? If so, answer, we do. And will you endeavor, again, God being your helper, to guide and instruct Ryan to grow in faith so that he might later be received in the fellowship of the church through baptism, fully sharing in the worship and the ministry of the church? If so, say, we will. Thanks. Members and friends of St. John's, if you accept the call to be a community of faith to this child and his parents, would you read the congregational pledge with me as found in the bulletin? You are dedicating your child, Ryan, to the powerful and loving presence of God. We pledge to share the Christian nurture of Ryan, and we will support, by our example and love, your effort to provide a loving and caring home where trust in God grows and Christ's way is chosen. Our prayers will be with you and for you. May our shared life and witness help make your task joyful and fruitful to the glory of Almighty God. The commitment that you have just offered can be expressed in many ways in Ryan's life and in the lives of all of our children. Some of you will teach Ryan in Sunday school. Some of you will teach him in Vacation Bible School. One of you may be his life planning mentor someday. And all of us can encourage him in his faith, attending children's Christmas programs just because our children are sharing their joy and love of God, or supporting the many ministries of our congregation that he and our children will participate in. I'm going to allow you two, or invite you two, to go back and sit in the pew, and we're going to have Jocelyn come forward and share a special song.
Bless you and keep you, make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Amen. face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Amen. 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 Amen.
May his favor be upon you and a thousand generations and your family and their children and their children and their children.
May his favor be upon you and a thousand generations and your family and your children and their children and their children. May his presence go before you and behind you and beside you, all around you and within you. He is with you, he is with you in the morning, in the evening, in your coming and your going, in your weeping and rejoicing. He is for you, he is for you, he is for you, he is for you, he is for you.
I invite you to come back up. Let's see if you stay so calm now. How we doing? You ready? Ryan William Walker, I dedicate you to the Lord. May you be blessed through the nurture of your parents, your family, your church family, and the blessing of God's nurture in your life, all towards your own decision for Jesus Christ. Amen. You ready for this walk? I was told by a few of the family, they wanted to know whether I could safely carry this big boy down the aisle. He's not causing any problems on my back, so. This is young little Ryan. I should probably let him down and run white all the way back up. He was in church the other day, and he has no problem scooting around. But we won't talk about how his father used to do that around the church either. It's a very humbling thing to dedicate children to the second and third generation of my time here. You rubbed off on them real well. Let's pray. God, we do thank you for the blessing of dedication, a young child to your love. Lord, we continue to pray for Colin and Emily as they parent this little boy. Lord, may all that they do just be a blessing to him and to you in his life. In Christ we pray. Amen. Thank you. Now I invite all the children to come forward for the children's message. I like that spirit of excitement. Your hands are full. Can you hold one other thing? He's gone. See, he's gonna walk. Do you want one, Evie? Can you tell me what you're holding? It's bigger than a penny, Finn. It's bigger than a nickel. What is it, Ian? A quarter. It is a quarter. Whose face is on one side of the quarter? Very good. George Washington, because he was the first president of the United States of America. I want you to think about that quarter, because we are talking in the Gospel of Mark chapter 12 today about a time when Jesus was asked a question. And the Pharisees and the Herodians, groups of the Jews, they were trying to trap Jesus. They didn't want him to be teaching. Hang on. They didn't want him to be teaching anymore. And so they were trying to trap him into saying something wrong so they could do away with him, so they'd end his ministry. And so they came up with a question about paying taxes to Caesar. And Jesus is so wise, he asked them for one of their coins. Now, they didn't have quarters back then. They had something called a denarius. Can you say that? Denarius. Say that again. Denarius. Okay, maybe you can remember that for 5 minutes. But a denarius had a picture of Caesar on it, and Jesus knew that. And if it was lawful to pay taxes to Caesar, he took the coin, the Roman coin, that had the face of Caesar on it, and he said, give to Caesar what is Caesar's, and give to God what is God's. That one was made in 1998. There's many different ones there. But the quarter reminds us that Jesus said, give to Caesar what is Caesar's, but give to God what is God's. And we have a great example this morning of, you have parents who just dedicated their son Ryan to God, because Ryan is God's son. We're all God's children, no matter what age we are. And so as we give our lives to God, we are honoring his love and his mercy in us. So everything that we're supposed to be doing is giving ourselves to God because we love him. All right? Let's pray. God, we thank you for these children, and we pray that as a church family, we can continue to help their family, their parents, just nurture them in giving themselves to you, O God, in glory and praise. Amen. And you get to keep your quarter. Gonna break the bank. Whoa.
Mine is made in 1999.
Got to get out the right extra thing in my bulletin for now. We have the installation of officers in consistory who were newly elected or continuing from last Sunday. So I invite the members of consistory to come forward as their names are called. Remember, you're going to step up on the front and kind of form a semicircle between the lectern and the pulpit, leaving room in front for those newly elected. So president of the congregation, Linda Hare. Secretary of the congregation, Lynn Roth. Continuing elders, Eric Nafsinger, Jill Nafsinger, Nikki Wise. Continuing deacons and deaconesses, Matt Hines, Nancy Roop, Stacy Rutledge, Darlene Steiner, Kenny Walker, and Steve Walker. And a couple can't be here today. They're either at work or on vacation. These are the continuing leaders, newly elected elders, Keith Kern, Gloria Lauber, and Greg Walker. And newly elected deacons, Kelly Ducey, Travis Grunhagen, Roger Zimmerman. I remembered your name when it counted. The new ones are going to stand out front, please. Servants in the Lord, you have been called to a special Christian service in the life of St. John's Christian Church. And through the office to which you have been elected, you have been called to serve the church, extending its ministry of love and compassion. By electing you to your office, your fellow members have shown their confidence in you and in your ability to fulfill the duties of the position for which you've been chosen. And today you have come to assure publicly the office to which you have been elected. And we have come to affirm your Christian service among us, to recognize the diversity of gifts that you each bring to your responsibilities, and to celebrate the particular ministry that you will perform in the life of this church congregation. As you fulfill your duties in Christian spirit, may you find your obligations and responsibilities to be source of both joy and blessing. And we commend you to God that by His Spirit you'll be filled with grace and knowledge and blessed in all your efforts and endeavors. Discerning that it is God's will that you continue in or assume your office, is it also your will that you undertake this work? If so, answer, it is. Will you pray for God to help you as you perform the duties of your office, recognizing that you will succeed and bear fruit only by relying upon His grace? If so, answer, I will. And do you promise to exercise your ministry diligently and faithfully, showing forth the love of Christ and trusting in Him for strength and for guidance? If so, answer, I do. Thank you. Members and friends of St. John's Christian Church, you have heard the promises of these servants of Christ who have answered God's call to service. I remind you that these friends can discharge their obligations only with your cooperation. I ask you to support them and to sustain them and to pray for them, that by the grace of God, you and these officers may accomplish great things for the building up of this church family and God's kingdom. As you vow to support these officers, please make your intentions known by sharing the pledge as printed in your bulletin. I pledge myself to be used by God as a part of this congregation, to be at work in our church, our community, and the world to reflect the love and grace of Jesus Christ. I will pray for these officers, elders, deacons, and deaconesses as they lead and oversee the ministry and work of St. John's. I will strive to be faithful and cooperating with the consistory in our efforts to glorify God. In faith I pledge, amen. We have three officers who are assuming their offices for the first time and thus are to be blessed by the laying on of hands within the rite of ordination. The laying on of hands is a blessing, a symbolic act whereby we recognize God's call to ministry in the lives of faithful men and women and ask the Holy Spirit to confer upon them the gifts of ministry. So I invite Keith Kern as a newly elected elder and Travis Grunhagen and Roger Zimmerman as newly elected deacons to step even farther forward. And then the remaining of you, if you would put your hands on their shoulders or the person in front of you, this is a symbolic way of laying our hands upon them. Recognizing God's call upon your lives, the hands of blessing are laid over you as you assume the role and responsibility of the office to which you have been elected, for Keith and for Travis and for Roger. May the Holy Spirit strengthen you, each one, to perform the ministry of the office to which you are called and equip you with everything good to do God's will. Receive authority to execute your office in the name of Christ. Amen. You may step back a little bit. Upon this mutual assurance and the laying on of hands and blessing, we now install you as president and secretary, elders and deacons and deaconesses of St. John's Christian Church. May God, who has called you into His glorious service, may God endow you with wisdom and strength to do His work. Let us pray. God, we pray that you would send your Spirit upon these servants. blessing them in the office to which they have been chosen. Fill them with wisdom and understanding, enthusiasm and perseverance, harmony and cooperation. Let their work be a joy as they give of their best, and may their example prove worthy for all of us to follow as we are united in Christ's ministry to the glory of your name. Amen. May God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit bless, preserve, and keep you as you fill these offices to grant him glory and power in worship. Amen. Thank you.